Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about South Korea's BitThump actually partnering with offline partners to bring cryptocurrencies to retail experience. And we'll talk about the CBOE publicly requesting the SEC to reconsider a Bitcoin ETF. And we'll talk about what goes on with Ontology. So guys, let's get started here. First news story of the day. BitThump exchange to bring crypto payments to 8,000 South Korean merchants by 2019. So BitThump is actually the sixth largest exchange in the world by volume. And what they have done is actually they have partnered with KoreaPay Services, which is a payment services company. And the goal of this partnership is to bring cryptocurrency to the masses, to at least 8,000 brick and mortar stores, so that people who are buying desserts or food or groceries or whatever can actually pay with cryptocurrencies. Now, this is huge in my eyes, considering that South Korea is one of the biggest markets when it comes to cryptocurrencies. As you know, it's I think by markets, it's even in the top three in terms of world volume. A lot of South Korean, especially young people, trade with cryptocurrencies. Although in the last couple of months, there was actually quite a strong crackdown in terms of anonymous traders. So because of KYC, Know Your Customers, and AML, anti-money laundering laws, South Korea was very strict in terms of allowing and exchanges only to handle with customers and allow customers that are actually registered and verified. So there was a lot of anonymous trading going on in South Korea, and since about January, this is actually not the case anymore. Now, this is huge because 8,000 merchants accepting cryptocurrencies could mean mass adoption, or as a first step into mass adoption in South Korea. Now, on the other hand, you have to think about different markets have different environments and different attitudes to different payment services. So it could very well be that what happened in South Korea won't happen all over the world. So it could be that this is a huge success and a lot of South Koreans start paying with cryptocurrencies, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it will swap over to China, to Europe, to the US and all of these places, and that cryptocurrencies will actually become the number one payment method. It could very well just stay a niche. One example that I always like to bring up is if you think about the last 10, 20, maybe even 25 years, Japan, for example, the Japanese market had very modern mobile phones before they even came to Europe. So the Japanese had mobile handsets with TV receivers and cameras and all of these kinds of things, but it took Europe and the Western world a little while to get used to these types of technologies. Some technologies actually never made it over to Europe and the Western part of the world because there was either no demand or the technology infrastructure was just not set up for it. I'm not saying that in this case this will happen as well, but it very well might be that South Korea is kind of the blazing thunderbird here and showing how it's done. At the same time, it could very well be that Europe and the Western part of the world doesn't really get with that trend, or it will just take a little more time. So these could be the kind of two different scenarios here. Nonetheless, as cryptocurrency investors, I think this is a very positive thing because we've always talked in the last couple of days about this concept that the killer application for blockchain technology is still not out there. So currently, cryptocurrencies are actually only or mainly used as types of currency because the tokens that are being issued by ICOs, by different companies, are actually not really worth a lot at current stage. So currencies like Bitcoin and Litecoin are actually the coins you can buy certain stuff with. And with this partnership with BitThump and KoreaPay Services, this very well may become a situation where you can buy groceries and pay your bills and go to the cinema by paying cryptocurrencies. And this will be really showing how the market will react to kind of trying to get the mass to adopt cryptocurrencies. So this will definitely be interesting. Now, KoreaPay, it says here, handles payments for more than 200 franchise-based offline merchants, generating brokerage services of around $279 million per year. So this is not a small payment service or anything. This is actually quite big. And it will be interesting to see whether after those 200 franchise based offline merchants, another group of merchants will actually join this partnership and will start offering cryptocurrency payment services or payment options as well. Next up, we have the CBOE publicly asked the SEC to reconsider Bitcoin ETFs. The CBOE is the Chicago Board Options Exchange. And as you know, the CBOE was actually the first that started releasing Bitcoin related futures. So there's the CME and there's the CBOE, and both have kind of Bitcoin futures in their products offering to their customers. These are mainly institutional investors and not retail investors. However, as the SEC is currently looking into ICOs, into different cryptocurrencies, the COO and president of the CBOE, so Chris Concannon, has actually written a letter to the SEC requesting that they tackle Bitcoin exchange traded products, so ETPs, with a positive mindset. He's saying, while CBOE shares many of the concerns raised in the SAF letter, so the SEC published a letter saying that there are certain problems with cryptocurrencies currently, and there are certain reasons why they are not allowing exchange-traded products for the masses. One being a kind of safety, liquidity, all of these things. And he's Chris Concannon is saying here, we believe that the vast majority of these concerns can be addressed within the existing framework for commodity-related funds related to valuation, liquidity, custody, arbitrage, and manipulation. As the cryptocurrency markets and infrastructure continue to grow and mature, especially in the spot markets and regulated cryptocurrency derivatives markets, the more easily they will fit within this existing framework. CBOE encourages the Commission, so the SEC, to approach cryptocurrency exchange-traded products holistically and from the same perspective that it has historically approached commodity-related ETPs. Now, for the CBOE, obviously, this will be a huge market. So exchange-traded products or exchange-traded funds, so ETFs, that are kind of bound to cryptocurrencies will be very big. Considering that we've seen a lot of hype around cryptocurrencies in general, and cryptocurrency investing and trading in general, we think that with the SEC allowing and the CBOE actually introducing these types of products, the institutional investor, first of all, will be interested, but also kind of the mass market, the average Joe, if you will be interested in taking cryptocurrencies via ETF or ETP into their portfolio. As you know, a lot of people who are doing investing, who are kind of trying to do diversified portfolios, are already using exchange-traded funds to kind of diversify their portfolio with just one product. And the CBO is kind of reacting to that kind of demand. But we'll see in the end what the SEC will decide. The verdict is still open. So hopefully this letter from the CBOE has helped or will help in the decision of the SEC. Now, next up, we have Ontology. Ontology has made quite a nice jump in the last couple of days, almost added $1 to its 130, 120 USD price from a couple of days ago. And it has gained another 15% in the last 24 hours. Now, Ontology has been airdropped to NEO holders. So if you're a NEO holder and if you either have it on an exchange or in your Neon wallet, technically you should have received Ontology via airdrop. Now, the reason why this price is kind of going up is there was a lot of hype around the Ontology ICO and not the ICO, sorry, the airdrop. So it's kind of a lot of hype has kind of built up around this coin, and it's kind of still in the price discovery stage, and people have really high expectations to become one of those leading platforms in a similar way as NEO. But this could mean both that the price goes both ways. It could mean that it goes continues to go up, or it could come down again. And since the market is generally in a very volatile and kind of bearish state, it's kind of risky to buy into this price action, because everything, or like these hyped coins are currently going up. So not judging Ontology project by any means. I think we'll do a separate video on that, analyzing Ontology in a quick fashion. But for now, just keep in mind that the reason why this price is kind of going wild is because it's kind of still in the discovery stage, and still people, there is a lot of hype built up here that has been going on. And since it's released now, it's kind of, this hype is starting to release, and people are buying even more. Even the people who weren't able to get any coins beforehand will now be able to buy the coins at, for example, Binance. So this is, in my opinion, kind of the main reason for this price buildup. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Take care.